You are listening to BensTorah.com.
My son Bashir is going to be dealing with a very interesting topic, a very popular topic today in the world of medical ethics, and that is the concept of performing plastic surgery as an option, not as a medical cure or as a result of an accident or some type of physical disfigurement you were born with, but a person who could obviously feels they want to enhance their appearance, they feel they have a crooked nose, and they want to have a nose job, which is perhaps was one of the most popular initially. You know, everybody thinks the Jew is born with a crooked nose. And then later on you had breast enlargements or smalling, stomach tucks and everything else. So the question arises, halacha lamasa, since the person is basically not sick, the person doesn't have any machla, doesn't have any sickness, the normal halachas of rapi or rapi, the normal halachas of medical permissibility of being involved to cure a person from an illness or to save them or to basically restore their physical essence, if they're involved in the tragedy, all those psukim of rapi or rapi, hashavayisullah, varsam of damriacha, all of those psukim don't seem to be applicable over here. So the question therefore arises, are you in fact allowed to perform a optional plastic surgical procedure to make yourself look more beautiful, more handsome than you think you are at this point in time? What are the halachic parameters? Now what's interesting is, the first tshuvos we have on this topic date back to basically 1950s. The first person I know that ever wrote a tshuva upon this is Rabbi Dr. Melua Jacobowitz. Now, he wrote an exploratory article, so to speak, on the topic, which we're going to start off the shiur with tonight. And interesting enough, the other Gedolim who came afterwards really reacted to his premises. Some were accepted, some were rebutted. But you'll find this discussion quite fascinating in the bigger picture, when it comes to the lumdis of optional medical procedures, and surgeries in particular, that are done as an option, not as a medical necessity. So he says on the first page of the Maram HaKamas in front of you, just to see the Hagdama of Rav Jacobowitz, he says, "Kidua nimsa bezmanenu harbi noshim v'gama noshim shemekabal alatzam nituchim plastiyim." That there are many men and women already that have turned to optional plastic surgical procedures, l'shemno, just for the sake of beautifying themselves, k'day l'shapa even b'shuna, to fix what they feel is a body part that's abnormal, going af akum like a crooked nose, usanta kaful or a double chin, or k'day l'chalak or haponim shenikmat arei zikno, they want to basically stretch their skin on the face in order to basically take away the wrinkles. It's a very popular operation today in plastic surgeons. All shanos, or to change parts of fame, laharos kapanim chadashes, bifrat, bimikra sha'asan, especially when it comes to people who have accidents, v'choli, or a sickness, a kilkul tzuro, o beposhim, sherotzim lesnachel, l'cheves b'nei adam. They're mafia people who undergo what we call plastic surgery. You shouldn't recognize them. In fact, there's a special program the United States has when it comes to people who want to basically rat on the mafia world, that they basically guarantee them physical safety afterwards. So what do they do? So besides moving them out of the location, they pay for a full-fledged plastic surgical procedure on their faces and such. You should never ever recognize them in the future. Mamish, Eishina Hapodim She'en Kamohu. So the fact of the matter is, quite obviously you have the technical ability to do such, they say that in Los Angeles, the most prosperous doctors are the plastic surgeons. Because the fact of the matter is that the movie stars have endless money. They don't know what to do with it. And every year they decide they want to look a little different maybe the next year. So if you have unlimited finances, and the doctors, the plastic surgeon, realize whatever they're going to ask to do. Some people have a change of their entire body every year from this into that. So it happens to be that a lot of Jewish doctors making a lot of money being plastic surgeons in the West Coast. But so over here, so Rav Jacobowitz asks three questions. Question number one, Aleph,
Imutal adam lahachnis asma filos akana kol shehu shekruch bechani tuach mishumi pitzoraso. Is a person allowed to bring themselves into the endangerment involved in any type of operative procedure, especially when it's not being done for therapeutic purposes, but it's merely being done to make them more handsome or more beautiful? Are you allowed to put yourself in sakana, or is it a violation of nishmartim oyla nafsha sechem, the ease of putting yourself in sakana? Are you allowed to do such? And sakana is really twofold. Number one is, many of these procedures need general anesthesia, which alone is a major sakana. Number two is the fact that since they're cutting here and cutting there, people sometimes hemorrhage and die because of, unfortunately, cutting body parts. You didn't want to cut, but you cut it accidentally. So is the operative procedure, when there's no therapeutic benefit, permissible for the sake of Yipitzaras? That's question number one. Question number two, Im yesh b'zeh mishum isa chayvil b'yatzma. When you don't have a medical reason, a therapeutic purpose, for the purpose of performing any surgical procedure, then logically, just cutting your body parts is a isa chabala deraisa. And for you, if you do it on your own body, you're being chayvul v'yatzma. Let somebody else do it for you, they're being chayvul v'chavero. So is there a shayla of chabala deraisa? And number three, he asks, im nachen l'sakim l'heitev yitzira tzaya tamim polo, is there a theological question? God creates everybody, because I'll say, Kishem Shapatzafem and Hidamais, Ein Deosein Shavais. So the Chiddush is we all came from the same Adam Vechava, but everybody looks different. So the fact of the matter is, if that's the case, Hashem, if He made you look a certain way, He most probably wants you to look that way. So is there a theological question over here of changing the tzuras apodim or tzuras aguf from a different parts of that Hashem gave you at the time of your creation time? Or is there a theological seisa gezerisa? Maybe Hashem wanted you to look like an ugly duckling, whatever the word is.
But that's not really part of the halacha.
Well, that is part of the halacha.
Why? So what's the mitzvah that it's
a one second, we haven't finished the topic yet.
Okay.
I mean, even a regular medical procedure, the Gemara has to bring Rabbi Shmuel and Masechta's brother Kami, you look it up, pay hey. How do we know a doctor has a right to treat a patient so what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? I might have thought that since God caused him to have this therapeutic problem, this medical problem, for me to try to cure it is a seisa gezeiras Hashem, kamashon lon, it's not. So al kal v'chomer over here, where you're doing it not because of a medical reason. You're doing it because you want to look handsome. There should be a shayla, maybe. They don't have a rapi, a rapi. You know what I'm saying to you?
Okay,
so I make a kal v'chomer. But you got to give me a chance to present. Yeah, okay. But anybody knows, don't worry. I thought of that five minutes beforehand. So don't worry, but I got that covered for you. In any event, benkach u benkach. So these are the three questions he posed. These are the three questions dealt with, by and large, by all the poskim who deal with this shayla. He points out, he says that before I go into the halachic ramifications, he says, I want to give you some midrashim that are going to blow your mind. Is the ideal of beauty something Chazal gave value to? To look beautiful, to look handsome. So he says, Kedem Kol, he says, Yesh l'nich hei musig v'yadal shel tzura nov yofe zolon v'kisvei HaKadosh. The concept of looking beautiful, having a beautiful form or figure, don't say this is antithetical, this is a chukas ha'akum, but we find Mamore Chazal that emphasize the importance of beauty, especially when it comes to women. Ha'imos, the imos ha'kadoshos, nishtabchu sh'ayafas tefas mara. We find the psukim when it comes to Leah, when it comes to Rachel, k'deimer. Yes, I can read the medrash nifla. Listen to this medrash of Rabbi Isai. This medrash nifla is mamash pella. Lominis akrimos. Why is it that Asara Rivka, Rachel Leah, specifically not so much Leah, but Rachel and Sarah and Rivka? Why was that? Would they have fertility problems? Why did Hashem do that? So he says, at least initially, Rabbi Zari Mishum Yochab Papa Kedeshi Misrapkos Abalayim Benoyan, that the husband Shimam is called crazy and how beautiful their wives are. So when you get pregnant, you don't look that beautiful anymore. Rafina Rahab is the Bashar of Meya, Kedeshi Inu Balayim Sheshiyenu Benoyim, the Balam Shafan Nor from them, Shekozman Shisha Mekabelos Ubrim, He miscarries and mezaves. The more children a woman has, the her beauty and her grace and her physical features get worse and worse. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Shem didn't want the others to be turned off. They want to be turned on. I mean, it's a for Medrash even to say it. It is a pella palayim. I mean, we usually know the Gemara and Yavamas. Hashem is misavla tefilosim shel tzadikim. That's the one we know. That's the most famous one. This one is a Medrash belief on the Medrash Rabbah. He then points out that if you look very carefully in the Midrash Chazal in the world of halacha, the fact is that even Shas and Poskim were very concerned that a woman should look beautiful and presentable for a husband continuously. Therefore, they allow her to walk outside with certain types of jewelry and other ornaments on Shabbos that normally are not clothing, and say they're buckled to the guf because that enhances her appearance. Chayin hekil chazal, turn the page to Rabbi Yassin, to the right-hand side. He says, there are other halakhas chazal were mati because shemet is gana ba'la. This kashat even b'meini dasa, she shouldn't walk around like an ugly duckling, but she should dress beautifully, that even when she's in need of a husband, she'll look upon her as a beautiful entity. Even b'mei avla, we allow women to do, put on a little makeup for them to quite obviously have a proper appearance. He says, however, I will admit to you, because the dafka b'noshim, that by women we find Chazal emphasizing this. Shein isha el liyofi, don't let her go out of this room. Aval b'noshim, but when it comes to men, motzinu adrabe. Shechazal garu b'midazu k'shachsonis meguna k'ma b'yosef shayyofet tavet ma'arer u'mesal sebesar shemachin nishal b'eishes potipar. Rashi brings this in Chumash, that he is so concerned with his appearance that he overwhelmed the mistress of the household, and that brought on that entire encounter. Avshalom nizgar b'saro v'nitla, but he was trying to run away, nitla b'saro. Mida keneged mida. So we see over here, Rabbi Yisai, that for men, that type of mida, of beautifying yourself, Chazal didn't look upon with such an appropriate format. When it came to women, it makes much more sense. Now, so the question is, what's the answer to the three questions? Is there undue sakana here? Is there shela chabala? And number three, are you being seisa gezeris elyon? Three interesting questions. So let me show you what, first of all, Jacobowitz does to answer on this page, and then I'll contrast this with other post-game, and you'll find fascinating the divergence of opinion that exists. So says Rav Jacobowitz in Ois Aleph, Asa Adam Masakin Atzma, a person is also to bring themselves that kind of, V'tzorach Uzzam Yechal Adam Amila Nesu Kamash Kasa B'Yerodeya B'Hagah. And the Rambam quotes it also, whoever put their life in unnecessary danger, and he ends up getting hurt, it's as if he committed some type of form of suicide, killed himself. Interesting. In the Seid Halachas, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam puts together in one section the Halachas of Ritzicha and Shmiras Nefesh to show you one protects and prevents the other. Despite this, I want to point out to you that life is not free of danger. And Chazal allowed, as being part of normal life, a certain minimal amount of endangerment to take place. In fact, in one place, when the Gemara talks about women perhaps using birth control, they might get pregnant, and sakanas might have. So Rav Meir, who's chayshus from Yuta Miyuta, he made chumras. But the chachamim, who were not so concerned with the chumras of being chayshus lemiyut, they went according to Rav, but most women who get pregnant are not in the state of sakana, the ones mentioned in the Gemara in Yevamais. So what pasuk do they use? Shemer Pesayim Hashem. Hashem basically watches us from things we don't have control upon. Living in this world are full of all types of sakanas. I'm not talking about ISIS now. That's a new mishuganess. I'm talking about just living. The air we breathe, the food basically we eat, who knows? You know, it could be poisoned or whatever it might be. So if that's the case, Chazal allowed normal life existence to have a certain ceiling of minimal sakana as being halakhically permissible. And he brings a raya to this. Because it's nearly sheyesh mikrim shemut lachlis l'sakana koshu l'tzarech chashuv l'tzarech ktsas, and he brings a raya from a very interesting halacha. We know Rabbi said we have a concept called the Birchas HaGoymel. The Birchas HaGoymel is made, Gemara says, for four different reasons. Chayla Shenisrape. Number two, a person who was released from prison. Number three, the Gemara says, Holchei Midbarios, people who take trips, caravan trips, in a midbar, in a wild, wild type of environment. And people who are basically Yardayam, people who take ocean trips with boats and ships and such. All these four groups of people are in a certain amount of sakana. And the halach is when they basically survive these sakanas and they come out of it, they're mechuyiv to recite a Birchas HaGoymel. Birchas HaGoymel k'sh'olam is sakanas yam u'midbarios. Now, if you say it's asa period to ever put yourself in any level of sakana, so it's one thing, a person gets sick, they're not in control of that. Also, sometimes how many people were imprisoned during Jewish history by the Goyim because the blood libels against us, well, we didn't do anything, but they chopped a Jew or Jews, and Marlon Rutberg was a classic example, they wanted pidyon, a lot of money from the Goyim. So, the guy didn't do anything, but they were used as an object to elicit. But people who go purposely on shayaras, who go, today you have Rabbi Yisai bar mitzvahs taking place by taking hundreds of people on African safaris as part of a bar mitzvah. This is a new trend. I know Rabbi Beryl Wine did it, you know, yeah. The fact I heard from somebody who was there that they had to stop the actual safari. And they said, so what's happening? It seems the Bar Mitzvah boy in the safari before that is giving a long drasha, so it held the next group from having the ability to come onto location. So the fact is, going to a safari in a wild habitat in Africa, Rabbi Yisai, is as dangerous as going into the Midbar. And nevertheless, we see people doing it. People taking, now the Titanic was a pretty powerful ship, but even that went down. We see this past week, a United States destroyer collided with a ship that was basically shipping merchandise. I don't know how that happened, Rabbi Yisai. Somebody must have been sleeping at the radar. But Bangkok, problems happen at sea. So the question is, if it's us to put yourself in sakana, we couldn't go on boats, we couldn't go on ships, we couldn't fly in planes, and you can think about it, we can make all different types of things over here. For some certain parts of New York City, you wouldn't walk down the street if you're white. So the fact of the matter is, we said, but nevertheless, what's the halacha? When a person goes on a normal trip, you make a birchas hagomel. The Kama says to make a bracha on something that's aser is a it's not only it's not positive, it ends up being a niutz, something Hashem rejects. Who din hacha? The Rambam mentions explicitly, he can even amputate a varim for the sake of saving life. If that was usher, what do you learn from this? If a person is taking trips like this for the purpose of a business trip, and they were allowed in the CEOs of this level, even though there's some danger involved, so he says, that he did a statistical study. Which has greater statistical sakana? Basically, going on a ship, going on a safari, etc., or undergoing these operations. Now, which has a greater statistical phenomenon? And he came to the halach medical conclusion that the sakana de nituach plasti is not worse than the sakana b'yam omidid when it comes to statistics. Therefore, if that's the case, since you're allowed to expose yourself to minimal sakana in this world, and that comes under Peshem Peshem Hashem, the sakana factor basically is really not a major problem, because quite obviously putting yourself in that type of minimal sakana statistically is permissible. And I want to mention one thing, Rabbi Yisai. There are plastic surgicals, and there are plastic surgicals. When you have, you know, it's one thing a person is going for a nose job, But when they're going for an entire body plastic surgery, and a renewal each and every year, that you're cutting from the top all the way down to the bottom, who knows what, how many... You know, the question is, there's a sakana, there's a sakana, how long you're under. So you have to be careful, not just to say it's the blanket heter, sakana with a certain measure of comfort in restricted amounts, even for non-therapeutic purposes, would not be a problem based upon the sakana problem. Now, halacha beis. Yosakasha, I have the bigger problem, he says, is the heter to be chol will be atzmofim netuchem elu. And he points out, normally, especially if you're doing a skin graft, you cut in two places, the place that you're taking away the destroyed skin, and the place you're taking from the new skin, from other parts of your body to replace it. He nay nira, that even with tzarech tikan aguf, shlobo makam chole mamish, also lachba b'yatsim, normally halach l'maser abaisai, he can't make a chabala, where there's no mitzvah or a fool or a mitzvah to do such. And he brings down a very interesting Medrash Chal B'Shem Rav Kasher. That's a really fascinating thing. The question everybody asks is, why did Avram wait till 100 years old to be Mitzuvah and Bris Milah? If Avram was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo Kodem Shenitna at much early age, so why, if that's the case, he was Mekayim all the other mitzvahs, so why didn't he do Bris Milah earlier? So he brings down a Medrash Chazal. This is Rav Kasher bringing it. Where he says, if I do Milo on day 7 and 6 and not day 8, have a Mekayim Mitzvah? No. Since the Mitzvah is on Yom Shmini Imo Basar Laso, doing the Bris Milo day earlier, where there's no Mitzvah to do it, is an Isa of Bin Chayvul Begufo. And in fact, what I'm going to have to do is, from day 8 on, is do a Hatafas Dan Bris to correct, because I can't cut the skin twice. So, there's Isa Chabala. Because by there it had been the bin hamitzvah b'avera. By him doing the bris milah, that being mitzvah, would be donated in the arla. He'd be chayvul b'asim. He'd be violating lavin. My milah shavadi tikan agufu because the asim hashem chabalah ilah b'mitzvah habarei tikan gradeless. So surely doing an optional plastic surgical procedure, surely that's looked upon as a chabalah. So the question is, what heter do I have? So he brings down on the left-hand side of the page. He brings a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Aleph. It says over there, Chovu Batzma Afapi She'ena Rishoy Yapater, which means Yapater from the Bezim punishing you. But it's also to do such. Belishim Tanai. Ubchalza Smuta Lassus Chabalu Lerfu Kamo Shadar Sharamban. From the pasuk hafterech kamocha, who adin hachem yitzarech ma'al yikam upon us, or like mutu mishum avar kamocha, etc. What does he say? He says over here the following, something quite interesting, always fascinated me. The Ramban and many Rishonim point out that even though we have a pasuk rapi rape, and that allows you to do medical procedures to cure people from disease, even though we have exeris akustif or hashivosala, hashavas haguf, leisama yukudomet. But the Rishonim bring that when you're going to do a surgical procedure of cutting somebody's body, those psukim are not sufficient. You need an additional pasuk, and that is v'yahavta l'reyach kamoch. You need a special matir in Chabalah that if this person, the surgeon you're telling, had the problem themselves, they would want themselves cut and fixed up to fix it. When it comes to medical procedures, so if they would have done the surgery themselves, after kamocha, the surgeon has to be willing to do it for another person. So there seems to be a need that besides rapi arape and ashevayisullah, a special matter in surgical procedures, even on people who are chalim she'esh b'yisrael, you need a special pasuk to be matter when it comes to basically speaking doing a surgical procedure. B'mei Chazal, when the Rambam lived and the Rishonim, and going back to the Tekufa Rabbi Yisai, especially in the Gemara, Tanaim HaMarayim, most of their medicine was basically dietetic in nature. It was basically controlling the diet, what you eat, how you eat foods, etc. If you look at the Rambam's halachas, when it comes to refuah, he's dealing with dietetics. Avoid this, eat this, etc. Surgery was not something that was really something that really existed then. And if they did surgery, the only surgery they did was basically hakazas hadam, bloodletting, because they looked upon bloodletting as a major way of curing many, many of the diseases. But bloodletting is bloodletting. Now, cutting a person open to do surgery, we know it, did not really develop on a sophisticated level until basically the 1700s, 1800s, when the medical schools in Europe started to allow the students to study anatomy and do nituchei mesa for the purpose of studying to. The Christian church controlled the medical schools then, and they limited the ability to get involved in that type of anatomic dissection until a later period. Once they got involved in that, then they started performing surgeries, and we find a lot of literature at that point talking about these types of surgeries. But there's no question that Chazal looked upon this as a special inyan. So he says, if that's the case, so what heter do I have over here when it comes to doing an optional surgical nituach on your body? The fact of the matter is, there's no rapi rapi, there's no concept, at least at this point in time, of the yesod of a mitzvah refuah. So, v'hafter rechamot, you mean to say that if this person would have a crooked nose, he would want to have his nose broken and fixed, that therefore that gives the surgeon the right to do it to you as well? So he says to him, you know, in his mind, at least he had little difficulties with that. But then he says something else quite interesting. On the third question about Meleches Refuah, where there's a question of being Seisu Gezeres Melech even when it comes to real medical procedures, and that's what Chazal say, Rabbi, Rabbi, Kashin of Shishlor for Rabbis, and we shouldn't say if Hashem was the one who smit you, Hashem should be the one to basically heal you, as the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Tesis and Rashi say this. So he points out that the fact of the matter is that when you don't have a mitzvah, rapi, you're doing this as an optional thing, maybe this is a gezerah of melech, shalav b'makom chayli, maybe it's prohibited. But then he points out that even though the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch seem to go in this mahalich, the Rambam is noted in his halachic writings never to quote the Maimon Chazal, rapi, mikan shenitin rishus alav rapis, the Rambam never quotes it for that purpose. He only quotes Rabbi Rabbe in the context of the Gemara and Bava Kama and the Mishnah there and the Pesukim and Mishpatim, that when a person is chayil bechavero, one of the five tashlumim you have to pay are medical bills. So the Rambam quotes Rabbi Rabbe, the chiva paying medical bills besides Sheves and everything else. But what Hiram never quotes that you need exercise to teach you that a doctor can practice medicine. So why is the Rambam hold this way? So Rav Shekhovitz wrote a beautiful article about this someplace else. And in that article, he pointed out that the Rambam had a shita about medicine that nobody else held. The Rambam held taking medicine or using medical things to cure yourself or heal yourself is as natural as eating food. It's part of the bria. It's part of kiyum ha'adam. So if that's the case, if you say it's as natural as eating food, the same way you don't need exer sakasa bimata eating food, that's part of human maintenance. If you say practicing medicine is as natural as taking food, and in those days it was because basically it was dietetics, so if that's the case, he held there's no need of a pasuk rapi rapi, even in cases of surgical procedures. And if that's the case, according to the Rambam, Since I don't need exercise, there was no theological problems, as that was part of the teva. For me, therefore, to be involved in feeding myself and taking care of my body, medicine is a different form of taking care of my body. For the Rambam, it would be easier to find the heter than perhaps other Rishonim. He then brings down, however, there's another concept, and that is there's a concept of Hashem wants, that he wants human beings. Adarabba. He says there's a special concept of kibush olam. I mentioned this many times in my shurim. Hashem told Adam v'Chava and mankind, I want you to conquer the world, which means I want you to figure out how to use the raw elements in the world that I created, to fine-tune them, to make them sophisticated, to use them for technology, for medical care, for all types of benefits for mankind, that you should be mashal masa bereishis. If that's the case, he says, according to the Rambam Shita, where there's no need for rapi-rapi to mater surgery or medicine, and number two, there's a concept being shutva masa bereishis, to be involved in the tikkun olam, for the Rambam, I can have a pretty easy way of taking away that it's not a seisik zeres elyon, because Hashem wanted us to be mashalim ourselves. And if you think being mashalim yourself is to correct the body part that makes you ugly, makes you dysfunctional in this world, that's part of being mashalim kibush olam. And for that, he feels theologically we have heterin for. Despite all of this, at the end of the day, the sefer, which means this specific of Jacobus, comes up with three heterin. And that's, I want to read to what the Heter are before we go to the other poskim. He says, I therefore want to mention to you that just to say there's a blanket Heter, a makam hat and nituchim plastim, just as a dove poshit, except could obviously if there's a medical reason, a therapeutic reason. However, there are three cases I will allow you to have plastic surgery. Number one, imakilkanasa the asana choli, you got sick, or there was an accident and there was a disfigurement. The fact of the matter is, and you also is causing you to have tremendous tiref adas, the psychological pain and emotion, you can't stand to look yourself in the mirror anymore, you look so ugly. In this case, this becomes a therapeutic procedure, and therefore halach lamas comes under the normal rapi. That's the easy one. Beis, in balafachi yevshal alim some mishra ayavod haguna, that it seems the type of jobs you want, your way you look is important to them. You might be obese, so you might have this or that, and therefore you can't get any job because of some ugly midah you have in your physical body. Therefore, since it's kedei chay panasas is beisal, he would allow you to undergo a change of a plastic surgical procedure, you know, tummy tucking or things like that, in order to could obviously make yourself more appear, you know, a better appearance to get a panasa. And number three, especially if the kilkel is when it comes to an isha, when it comes to finding shiduchim or maintaining shalom bayis with her husband, then surely over there he would therefore permit you to undergo a surgical procedure if you see it's causing a lack of shalom bayis or preventing her from finding a besherter. There's some mum she has on her face or body that basically turn people off. If you can correct it with plastic surgery and make her a beautiful, beautiful woman. So it seems over here what he is doing, if you look at Rav Jacobowitz's maskana, is he basically speaking is really giving you over here three different types of heterim. One for a real therapeutic curative procedure if you were born with this or had an accident. It's reconstructive surgery, correct? 100%. And number two is if you basically speaking need it in order to be able to get employment without being employed.
Would you extend it to dying your hair?
What?
In other words, what could a man dye his hair if he's prematurely gray?
So we have a tshuva of a bachur who was 18, who half of his beard was black and the other half turned gray. I asked Rav Moshe, is there an issa when it comes to beautifying yourself like a woman? Men normally can't dye their hair. What do I do in that case? So Rav Moshe was matir. He said, since he can't find the shidduch. So he says over there, in that case, is he not doing it to imitate women? It's not a question of begging isha kedema. Doesn't come under that. Yeah. And therefore he gives the permissibility. So over here, he's finding psychological, emotional strain by Chazal was looked upon as a medical concept. And to prove that thesis to you, Rabbi Sai, let me show you something quite interesting.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
When you put in the shoes of the rofe, you're dealing with two concepts of the patient.
Yeah.
Physical.
Yeah.
And emotional.
Yes, absolutely.
Sometimes, me as a physician.
Yeah.
To take care of emotional of the patient is more important for me than a physical.
I understand.
Because I see she's dying because she's afraid, or she's saying, oh, I am angry.
Yeah.
Okay, as it is the heter to do.
Yeah. Well, the fact that I'm going to show you that right now, that's what I'm going to show you. So what I want to show you, Rabbi Sai, is the psychological, emotional matzav of a person, the one who is marach upon this more, then I showed you up until now, is on the last page of the Maamar Mechamos. And the left-hand side of the page, you have the Chelkas Yaakov. The Chelkas Yaakov is Rav Yaakov Breisch, who was a contemporary of Rav Moshe Feinstein. There are many tshuvos between them in Halacha. This is the last page of the Maamar Mechamos. So if you look at Rabbi Sai, in quotation G, H, and I, on the left-hand side of the page, so he brings down the question. I mean, he's dealing over here with a woman who wants a nose job. And she claims that if she doesn't have this plastic surgery to make her nose straighter and smaller, it's damaging her yofi. She can't find the shidduch hagun. So they asked him in the shayla, can she undergo a surgical procedure? So in the second column, he brings down a Raman Shulchan Aruch. Look at this. The Rama says in Simar Reish Mem Aleph, in Halach is of dealing with Kibbut Avim B'Kedemer, Hayakot Tachuv L'Aviv, that under normal circumstances, a child should not be the one to do medical care for the parent where there's any bloodletting taking place, even taking out a splinter, because of the fear that could obviously you might cut more than you have to cut, and therefore it would be a shigagas chenek. If a child is maka of a ve'imai with malicious intent, the halach with hasra is chaim is bez and is chaim chenek for having done such. So he said when you do it accidentally, you cut more than you have to cut, it's called shigagas chenek. So he says, Afa pisha mechav l'refuah. The Ramah says, but when do we say that? Shei shem acher, there's another person to do the surgery instead of you to take out the splinter. Of ein shem acher, but if there's nobody else available to take out the splinter, for whom it's tire, and your parents are in pain, they're not deathly ill, they're in pain, this pain over here. Haru makiza v'chotech lo, if the father says, do me a bloodletting job, or cut off an aver that has to be cut up because it's basically become gangrene, Kivim Ishayir Shalasos, the halach is the child's allowed to do such, that is brought down in the Torah of the Ramam and in the Shulchan Aruch. And he says that Vehei Mistakna O Mistar Mahisala Chachila Mitzah Alav Lasos, the calls them of Ura Lahedya, the Mutagam Mitzah Lachtoch Eva Afbalisa Kana Rachshim Mitztarer, that even if there's just pain, halacha lamasa, that makes it into a medical phenomenon that the Chabbalah is l'shem refuah and it's permissible for a child to do it for a parent. But when somebody else is available, you go to somebody else because shigagas chenek. He then brings down, he goes to underlying lines, when it comes to therefore pain, now we're going to analyze another phenomenon. This goes back to the doctor's statement. What is pain? Is pain only physical pain? What about emotional, psychological pain? So over here he quotes a Tosfos in the Sechta Shabbos, and I just so happen to have the Rabbi Sai this Tosfos in the Maror Mekomos in front of you. You got to see this Gemara. Turn to page number 11 in the Maror Mekomos, where the Gemara tells you a story about a couple Amoraim on Shabbos, whether they wanted to use a certain type of soap to cleanse themselves, to wash their bodies on a certain level. So over here they bring down with the underlying lines, Amei Mazut Ravashi Haviyasvei, that they were sitting in somebody's house, Aisel Kamei Barda, they brought a certain type of cleaning agent, Barda, for them to clean themselves up with on Shabbos, certain body parts. Amei Ravashi Mashu, they used it. Mazutra Lomashi, he didn't want to use it. We had a psak of the Gemara before that using this type of thing on Shabbos is permissible. It's not a depilatory, there's no fear of it causing a hair to fall out purposely, so that you can use it as a cleaning agent. So Mordechai said to them, Barminei, don't shepherd him. He not only on Shabbos does he refrain from using this bar, but even during the week he doesn't. A person can take away, Rabbi Isai, dirty parts of schmutz on your body, and also you have a makah that has a certain crust, you can basically peel it away because of tsar, because of pain if you're a man. But if you're doing it liapais, to beauty yourself, it's aser, because he holds it's a question of what? Tikkun isha, beautifying yourself, and they held it's prohibited. However, the other Amoraim disagreed. They held that washing your body, cleansing yourself, looking presentable, is not just a woman's inyan, it's a man's inyan. Rechts on part of the other agla, b'chayam b'shvil kaino, shekopa shalom amnehu, since we're created b'tzalam alokim, Hashem wants us to look handsome and beautiful, applies to men as well. So says Tesis on the side, b'shvil tzaro, that they allowed them, could obviously, to use this body because of tzar and pain. So Tesis says, ein lecha tzar acher ela shem is bayish, leilech bein b'nei adam, shari ein lecha tzar gadol mizeh. Not physical pain, psychological pain is worse than physical pain. If you fail, I can't walk around, people see me, I look like an ugly duckling, and it's made you to therefore have that psychological type of sickness in your mind, and literally obsessed with it, it becomes under rapi rapi and it becomes permissible. So based upon that Gemara, go back to the Chelkas Yaakov. See, he quotes that Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos. Im ein l'tzar al chesher mishpais lech ben ve'odam, ein l'tzar gadol mizeh. He then brings down, if that's the case, that when it comes to this young lady, where she wants to get the nose job, the is tartik, the mistami bosha. She's embarrassed because of her big nose, amongst other girlfriends. The women are very, very jealous of each other when it comes to beauty, when it comes to the body parts. So if that's the case, the women, the gam diak, isha rak yoifim, people look, how beautiful is this girl to marry her? Therefore, if she feels she's not beautiful, in Cain, that if just for removing physical pain, which is on one level, and surely psychological pain, it comes under rapi rapi, and therefore you're allowed to do such, etc. But at the end of the day, he therefore paskins with the permissibility. So we see over here that he also is working within the method that he's not calling makaros, which Rav Jacobus didn't quote. That when there's a psychological, emotional pain, or physiological pain because of needing the surgery, even though you're not going to die from it, there's no sakana, etc., but it comes under rapi rapi, and a child can even do it for parents, considered a chabala shal mitzvah. So we therefore have a heter. The heter is blanket and clear. And I would say, by and large, most rabbanim who are mater this type of plastic surgery rely upon the Chelkas Yaakov and the categories mentioned by Rav Jacobowitz. They use those as the source to be mater. What is interesting to note is that Rav Moshe Feinstein, fascinating, he had a number of tshuvos on this specific topic. And I just want to show you where they are. It's on page, I'll show you where it is. It's on page number 8 of the Maran Mekemes. Moshe Feinstein, Im Narum Teres Liapis Atzma Deituach, he had the question, can a woman undergo an optional plastic surgical procedure? So he says, Shalti Benara, this is on the left-hand side, on our lines, Liapis Atzma, Shyik Psola Lukacha, the people should want to marry for Shiduchim. Is this a Shela Chabala Baguf or not? So he goes up and he goes to a whole Geschichte, and he ends up that what he basically relies upon is a different source entirely. And what is that source? So he brings on the next page the Zaramba. And in fact, if you see the Rambam inside that he quotes, I have a Rambam in the Marma Komos, you'll see where Moshe's Nadayik over here. And let me just show you the Rambam before I show you the Rav Moshe. In the Marma Komos, Rabbi, so I want you to turn to page number 5. On page number 5, you have the Rambam passing Perich Hamishi, Hilchos Chol Lamazik. Also, Adam Lachbal ben Baasa ben Chavero, Lachbal Bavad el Kalamaka, Adam Kashim, Isa ben Katan ben Godla, Be Ish ben Isha, Derech Nitzayom. The Isa Chabalah is if you're hitting somebody, wounding them, making them bleed, you do it either Be Derech Nitzayom. Nitzayom means Rabbi said contentiously, or there's a different gear, so Derech Bizayom. Two different gear sauce in the Rambam. What are you doing for to Mavaza them? Even a shliach sibor of a bezdin who has to give makas can't give one extra makas. The person is not estimated to be able to bear. And the Torah says if you give one extra makas that's not necessary, you're a chayte, and sholom your makas tzaddik, etc., etc. So Rav Moshe says, in his mind, the shela of plastic surgery, he doesn't quote the problem of sakana in the operation. By him, it's not a problem. He doesn't quote this as a shayla of being seisa gezeres elyon. The only question Moshe had was, is it a chabala that's permissible, prohibited? She says, since you're doing the surgical procedure, the plastic surgery, not derech bezayon or derech nitzayon, you're not doing it to hurt the person and to embarrass. On the contrary, you're doing it to take away busha. You're doing it to basically to show ava to them. It doesn't come under the Issa Chabala, point to Moshe, he's the most makel of all the poskim. So that would, and he doesn't have any of the other criteria.
So men, women be equal as opposed to others would say men.
Yeah, I mean, Moshe does not machalik, he's not machalik. I will tell you that there are some poskim who are seem to be more machalik. You see Rav Jacobowitz already in that specific get there. But I've met young men who I remember many, many years ago, 30 years ago, I was asked by a boy whether he could undergo a nose job. No, I didn't think his nose was so terrible. But the fact of the matter is, he thought he looked like an ugly duckling, and he walked around with an obsession. I can't go outside. I look like he mamish developed a psychosis. So I finally was mad to him because of these chuvas to do it. And what's interesting is, the day after he had the nose job in the hospital, what do? They break your nose to basically reset it. So his whole face was black and blue. He was full of pain. He says, "The Chav Shein Charata that I asked you to give me permission to do such." I said, "Guess what? See, spread for that." But the fact of the matter is, some people develop a psychosis. So therefore, you do have poskim who matter. Rav Moshe says it's surely not derech Kabbalah. The fascinating thing, which I want to end with the shiur tonight, is who's the machmir? Who's the biggest machmir? Turn back now, Rabbi, to the page, the last page. The biggest machmir in this sugya, believe it or not, is Rav Waldenberg, the Titz Eliezer, who normally many inyanim in medicine, Pesachs, you know, of abortions, he has tremendous kulis. When it comes to optional plastic surgery, he becomes the biggest machmir of all the poskim. And in his tshuva, Rabbi Yisai, he says very simply on the right-hand side of the page, he says, "I want you to know that the last page, he says, I want you to know, he says, that this type of plastic surgery that people are doing today, yesh mokam gadol l'tayne zosh, shlo akagondor nitin tarashus l'rach l'rapos, there's no mitzvah l'rapi rape, eshlo n'odom l'seis l'rofum l'achwal, they have no right to tell the doctors to behove them to do such for this purpose, and the doctor has no right to perform this type of surgical procedure, the chotim if they do such, v'yesh l'das l'hamin k'ein tzarek elokeinu, the greatest creator and forming of human bodies is the Rabbeinu Shalom, and therefore, if Hashem wants you to look with a certain type of tzelem or demus, you have the right lahos of imenu legrom imenu, you can't change it." So he answered in all three shaylas, it's a Kabbalah shel Issa, doesn't come under Rabbi or Rabbi. If it's Issa for the patient, Bataris, the Nechba, it's an Issa upon the Rafa to perform it. Number two, when it comes to the Sakana valve, he felt you're not justified to undergo this Sakana, there's no medical reason. And number three, you're being Seisa Gezeris Elyon, and he remains with this Rabbisa all the way to the end. The fact of the matter is, most people today who undergo plastic surgery don't take the Tzitz Eliezer's Chumra. But obviously, they're relying upon the Kula of Rav Jacobowitz, the Kula called obviously Rabbi Yisai, of Rav Moshe Feinstein, of Rechelkos Yaakov. Most people don't do it unless they feel the psychological need to do it, the physiological need to do it. So therefore, Rabbi Yisai, that's the way we pass on halacha, I just want you to be aware of it. And therefore, quite obviously, there might, I guess the plastic surgeons in Los Angeles feel that half the shtut they are meshugayim anyway, and they have tremendous psychological, emotional pain if they don't look beautiful, and they don't look handsome, so they have the hetayim of these gedolim to be the ones to implement the operation.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.